Do you have any thoughts on using tools like SWOT, SWOT for short, SWOT analysis to elevate individuals, families, your local congregation? I think the concept is a good tool to really give a hard look at our lives, both individually, collectively, and set priorities to work on them. The Bible does say examine ourselves. So I would like to use biblical language if there is such a thing. What would be a good alternative? So I'm not familiar with SWOT, but we did look it up, and it is effectively like a strengths, weaknesses, business, social tool for assessing.
Like Myers-Briggs for community.
Yeah. You know, and Myers-Briggs got his own kind of black hat issue going on there. But the one that I would recommend, because I've used it and I found it valuable, is called the Strengths Finder by Gallup Research. And personally, more than necessarily in a business sense, I have had two young men that were thinking about pastoral ministry. I did have them take this test for themselves and kind of counsel them through the initial results on it. But personally, it's the best one I've found for coming to terms with my natural inclinations, that while they are strengths, there are no weaknesses on this test, because those are your strengths and the other things are not your strengths. It does expose where you can grow. And one of the theories behind the Strengths Finder is, like, you can put a lot of effort into trying to change your weaknesses, and you're going to gain a very small fraction of benefit. If you put that same amount of effort into amplifying your strengths, you're going to gain a great deal of benefit. So rather than trying to be the perfectly rounded, good at everything person, finding out what you're actually talented at and then doing that and being okay with not being talented at the other stuff. Like, you don't have to be everything. As if when I say that, I like shame myself in my head about not being good enough. But that's just it, you know, coming to terms with what you're good at and then letting others being good at what they're good at. That's how a body works. That's the point of being a body. The question, though, now again, is, like, you know, is there a place in the church for these things? And, you know, pre-2020, I would have said, yeah, sure, why not? You know, we can use science. We can use first article wisdom. We can understand how nature works. And I don't know that I want to recant that. I'm not going to take it back. But it's sort of like, I think just reading Proverbs every day is going to get you a lot further. Honestly, I don't know how else to say it than that. And so you say, you know, you want biblical language. Yeah. Well, how important is it for us to know more about us in a very special and narrow, very limited to, like, this 10-year period in all of human history way? It's just not that necessary. It doesn't mean it's bad. But, like, you know, if you as a congregation are going to try to do something together, why would you not do the thing that God has given you to do? And Frisbee pointed out a lot of churches, this is where spiritual gift inventories come in, right? Where they try to take a couple of verses in the Bible that mention things that happened in the church and then craft a test to figure out which of these things you are. And by definition, then you're not the other things. And all those lists tend to be things just we should, mercy. I'm pretty sure that's not a spiritual gift that's only given to some, right? Faith. Now, this is my memory from those things. So, like, I'm pretty sure we all need that one, right? And then they throw martyrdom in for good measure, as if the Bible ever talks about martyrdom as something other than witness to the truth, right? And so those diagnostic tools are the greatest hacks of hackneyed hacks that you're going to ever find. So I really don't recommend using them. If you used one in the past and it strengthened your faith, fine. Just it's not biblical. Like, what they've taught you from those tests is not what the Bible teaches about those things. And so I'd rather, you know, you do the Gallup Strengths Finder than you know, Joyce Meyer's blah blah blah. And I'm not saying I don't even know if she's got one, but a similar kind of theological approach. And yet, so if you really want to get better at being an organization, a communion as a people, I would suggest that the tools that are there in the scripture are the ones that will really enhance who you are. This is not to say the body doesn't function in different ways. It's not to say, you know, knowing what your hands are good for isn't a good thing. It's to say at this time in history, there's too much noise. And so if you really want your body as a congregation to function, the toolbook, and it's kind of a hackneyed way of saying it, but the toolbook is already there.